So, Keith, looking into another match, you've got Motherwell on Thursday night in Europe once again. That's another huge tie. Maybe before we look at that, we'll might just maybe nip back to last week and that fantastic win against Tórshavn. I spoke to you before the game. You said you were hoping to make home advantage count, and you've very much done that. And Robbie's goal in the first half was enough to send you through. A great occasion for the club, Keith.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, it was a great tie to be involved in. You know, Robbie's taken his goal very well, and he's been quite hot in front of goal the last few weeks for us, and with the semi-final of the Irish Cup, and then, you know, continuing his good vein of form in the first game against Tórshavn there. It was a horrible night at the Oval in terms of conditions. It was a real battle, like, but, you know, we sort of played the elements very well, I thought. You know, we didn't give much away, and, you know, it was a game of few chances, I suppose, for both sides, but, you know, we were able to take ours and, you know, get a booker place in the next round.
Yeah. What was it like for you personally? Because obviously it was a first European match. Were you a bit nervy before it, or what was the occasion like for you?
Yeah, I suppose you get a certain amount of nerves before most games. I think always that's a good thing, you know, kind of focuses you and, you know, gets you ready. But I suppose you just have to take it like another game and, you know, just try and, you know, stay concentrated and stay focused for the entirety of it. And, you know, make sure that you're not giving much away, and, you know, this one now on Thursday night against Motherwell is going to be a step up again, so we're going to have to be about ourselves and, you know, reproduce what we did last Thursday and with a lot more behind that as well.
Yeah. What's it been like then in training this week ahead of a tie against one of the top three sides actually in the Premiership last season, because that's how they qualified?
Yeah, you know, I suppose you don't try and do things too differently. You know, you just don't want to sort of have to stick to what you know in terms of how we've been preparing for games. And, you know, like, it's been a good week. Lads have, there's no niggles. Everybody's sort of raring to go, because of the nature of the tie and the team that you're playing against. Everybody wants to put their hat in the ring for a starting place. So, yeah, now look, a few of the signings that the boys have made up here over the last few weeks have been looking to, I suppose, put their hand up for a starting place as well. So competition is tight in terms of places. But no, look, we're really just looking forward to the tie, and I suppose as we say, it's against a team that's done really well last season. Maybe not, they haven't started as well as they would like to have had, but they'll be looking to prove a point on Thursday night.
Yeah. Does that give you maybe a wee bit more confidence going into the game that Motherwell maybe aren't at the level that they finished last season with, because they haven't won on their opening five games yet, Keith?
Yeah, I suppose you kind of have to take as many positives as you can when approaching ties like this. But like, we know, and I think it's just in sport in general and games in general, it can be the break of a ball at times that, you know, can snatch 3 points away from you, or, you know, gain a point or things like that. So, you know, we'll not be looking too much at their results. I said, they'll be hungry, as I said, to prove a point, and they'll be thinking, you know, in Europe, and the chance to get in and get a big tie could be the perfect place to start.
Yeah, well, there's a chance for Glentoran too. Yes, Motherwell will be favourites, but as you know, anything can happen in football, Keith, and would it be seen as a huge, huge shock if you were to come away with the one tomorrow night?
Well, I suppose from the outside looking in, you would think that, all right. You know, everyone will just be, I think, putting it down that Motherwell is going to progress into the next round. But we have to believe that, you know, that we can cause an upset. Like, we'll be preparing. This is very well. You know, we've arrived and Motherwell here today, and, you know, we're sort of resting up before we prepare for the before training later tonight. And, you know, we'll be making sure that we can do all we can to maybe cause an upset and, know, to maybe get ourselves under the hat for the next round.
Yeah, football always throws up strange scenarios at times, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Like, you know, there's always a case of when you see teams there, maybe the teams that come up from the Championship into the Premiership and see over in England, you know, there's always a few shocks early on. So I will be hoping that we can maybe cause something similar tomorrow night.
Okay, listen, Keith, the best of luck with it. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, Ashley. Thanks, William.